Hey guys, before we start this episode, I want you to know that on April 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to go live at Trill MBA Show on Instagram, and I'm going to have a few of you come on, and we're going to talk about some of your career concerns and questions, especially in this new coronavirus pandemic world. It is crazy. And so I want a chance to talk to you and talk through some of the work challenges you may be having, especially now that we're working from home. God willing and God blessed that we are working from home. So join me April 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern, that's 6 p.m. Pacific time, on Instagram Live. I will be there. I will take your questions. Some of you guys, I'll have you join me live so we can have a dialogue about what's going on and how to get through it. We will get through this. We always do. The ancestors, come on, y'all. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Hey guys, I would say happy Sunday, but I don't know if this is going to come out on a Sunday because we're recording it on Sunday. So happy whatever day that we put this out into the universe this coming week. I have a special guest today, and we are going to talk through how we're feeling and how we're navigating our career through this coronavirus pandemic. That's what this show is about today. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, I'm just trying to keep my head above water with everything already. And then here comes the pandemic. But before we get started, I wanted to introduce one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, one of my dearest friends, Alexandria Davis. Now, we ain't going to say no names of companies, but I'm going to let Alexandria tell us who she is and what she does exactly, so I won't mess it up, because clearly, did we prep? No, we did not. We just wanted to come to you guys and have this conversation. So, Alexandria, welcome to the show. Before we get started, I want the people to know who you are and what you do. So give us just a little bit of your pre-MBA and then post-MBA background.
Oh, absolutely. So as Felicia said, I am Alexandria Davis. My title is Senior Manager of Consumer Insights. So I have been working in Consumer Insights for, almost 15 years. But my pre-MBA career, I actually graduated from college with a undergraduate degree in food science. So when I left college, I actually went to work for a food manufacturing company and was a food scientist for 2.5 years. Wow. And I decided that I didn't want to spend the rest of my career in a lab or in a production factory. At the time, I was like, this is not the right thing for me. And also, anybody who knows me knows I'm a girly girl. And I hated going to work every day in sloppy clothes because I got them messed up slinging meat. So that was just not a long-term career move for me. So I decided to go back to school part-time. And as part of the MBA program I was in, I actually was able to transition into this area of market research that I had no idea that it even existed. I thought I wanted to be a brand manager. And I thought, you know, maybe a good way for me to go into this type of work is to go combine my background in research and my background and my like passion for marketing and then bring those two things together. What I didn't realize is that that was going to be, you know, almost a 15-year career for me. And I haven't looked back since. I've worked at a number of large food and beverage companies as well as QSRs. And I also worked at a research supplier. So what I do every day is like, I listen to everyday human beings that buy brands, and I want to get to know more about who they are, what drives them to buy the brand, what they think about the messages that we're putting out there into culture. And I make sure that we are listening to the consumer with every decision that we make to help drive strong business results for the brands that I work for. I've worked in a number of brands, mainly larger brands, but have also worked on some smaller brands as well. But I will tell you, like, I just love being able to get the pulse of people. I'm a people person. I'm a people manager. I love human beings. I love the culture. And I love to just make sure that people feel like they're being represented across brands, as well as developing great teams and strong groups of people so that we can continue to advance in this world and in our culture and in our careers. So that's me.
That is freaking amazing. Like, if that wasn't the best, like, 2-minute pitch for, if I lose my job at this company, I will be available and can bring all my expertise to you. So any employers out there listening, just in case this company act up. So times are crazy. How you doing?
You know, girl, I am hanging in there. I think, you know, we talk about, you know, what's happening right now from a career standpoint, but, you know, let me be honest. Let me talk about it from a personal standpoint, mm-hmm. right? So late last year, I sold my condo that my sister and I had been living in and out of for the last 13 years, and I moved into a one-bedroom condo by myself. So I'm here by myself, you know, dealing with this pandemic and not really being able to do a lot. And I'm a very active person. I work out at 5 a.m. multiple times a week, and I have not worked out in over a week. So that's been tough because my routine has basically been disrupted. But, you know, what I've been doing in this moment is really connecting with people who I love. I FaceTime my twin sister all the time, my mother. I FaceTime my dad. Just connecting with people. And I will say, like, despite me being here by myself in this moment, like, my connections to the people I love has gotten so much deeper. And I'm just so excited that in this moment, I'm able to just reconnect with so many people who I love and adore and just have raw conversations with them. So personally, like, it's a mixed bag. You know, there are some times where I'm like, I'm going to go stir crazy in this house. But then I also really lean on the fact that I have these great relationships that I'm building with people who I absolutely love and adore. So that's great. And on the professional side, you know, working from home, many of us have some flexible working setup. So we're able to work from home every once in a while. And like, that's cool. Like, I don't take advantage of it. I may do it once a month, maybe twice, depending on like if I have doctor's appointments or if I'm doing work in the community and I want to like take off some time so that I can go volunteer. But for the most part, I go to the office every day. So that's been hard, especially as a people manager, being able to connect with my team. Honestly, like, I am a pretty hands-off people manager, meaning that, like, I build relationships with my people and I trust them. I don't check in and make sure they're doing their job. That's not my goal. My goal is to be a support system to them and to help drive them to be excellent employees. So I'm not worried about what my people are doing when they're at home. I do miss seeing their faces. So we have had, you know, team meetings where we've chatted over video conferencing. So it's good to see them. It's good to see them in their natural environments, and it's been very easy to talk to them. But I think part of that is because the types of relationships I've built with them before this happened were ones of trust. So mm-hmm. it's not like when I'm having a video conference with them, they have to feel the need to like act a certain way because I'm not checking on them. I just checking on them for what they're, if they're doing their job, I'm just checking on them to see if they're okay. Right. So yeah. I'm hanging in there, like I'm doing my job, doing it well. But also my people seem to be doing well, and I'm just communicating with them constantly. What's also interesting is I just hired somebody, and she starts in about a week, and she's going to start remote. So I'm trying to figure out how to navigate that because I want her onboarding experience to be as good as possible. So even though she hasn't started yet, I've been in constant communication with her. Every time I hear something, I'm texting her, letting her know what's going on, over communicating at this point, because I want her to have a positive experience when she enters the organization. So I'm doing all right. I mean, they're ups and downs, but I will say, like, I'm leaning on people to help me get through this.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like a lot, Alexandria. I would say for me, one thing, my boss is fucking awesome just as a person. Like, she's a people-oriented boss like you are. And so I think it's been good because I feel psychologically safe with my team. We recently had somebody join our team as a ABM, and she's fucking awesome. And, like, if I had to be with my last company, I probably would have just quit. Like, those people did not allow for psychological safety. And I realized for me, that's really important as somebody who has mental health issues and diagnosed with major depressive disorder. Like, I have to protect my psychological safety first. And I'm going to be honest, because of all the change, and change is uncomfortable in general. Like, let's say your brain operates just how it's supposed to, you're still not going to like change as a human. And so for me, just having my routines disrupted and, you know, being told I can't go places and having that restriction, it's hard. Like, I'm not going to not do it because it's more detrimental if I spread the virus than me, you know, oh, I'm out and about with the people, or I'm out with my girls having drinks and brunching and all this stuff. And then if I ever got somebody sick, I would feel devastated and horrible.
Right.
So right now is not the time. Like, so, and actually the cool thing is I have a cousin who's actually been on the show. He is a graduating senior and he got kicked out of the dorms, rightfully so, because of the Rona. And I didn't want to send him back home to Texas to his granny and his mom because, you know, planes is full of the Rona, clearly. And so I was like, well, no, you're just going to stay here with me until it's time for you to figure out, you know, moving for your new job when you graduate. And God, I'm just, please let this child have this job when he graduates. Like, he's worked so hard. He's such a good student, such a good person. And so he deserves to have this. But at the same time, in my mind, I'm preparing kind of like for worst case scenarios, because that's how I deal with my anxiety. Because if I can show myself, okay, this is the worst case scenario, and then I can make a plan for that, then I know it's kind of morbid, but I feel better.
Right.
In that. Right. So now I have somebody living with me, which is odd for me, because I've been living on my own since after college. And so that's weird. But he cleans up after himself. He washes the dishes when I cook. So I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
And he's a good kid. Like, he doesn't get on my nerves. He pretty much, like, it's weird. Everybody thinks I'm this huge extrovert, and I am. But when I'm at home, I'm kind of like, this is my little sanctuary kind of a thing. So, yeah. Like, I don't feel like talking, or I don't feel like, you know, socializing too much. But he's adjusted quite nicely to me not being as gregarious. So he takes care of himself. Like, he's not needy or clingy or anything like that. I'm like, yay. Yes. If you want something to eat, go eat. That's it. Amazing. Don't ask me. Just do whatever you want. Just clean up after yourself and don't break shit. That's the rules. And don't go outside. But it was funny because, I don't know, did I tell you about his little friend called me a bitch?
Yeah, you told me about that. That was just ridiculous. I'm like, come on. Like, the Rona is out and about, and you need not to take their end anywhere.
So listen.
Unless it's a pharmacy, a gas station, or a grocery store.
Exactly.
Other than that, you need not go anywhere.
So listen, you guys. Let me tell the listeners why this little girl called me a bitch. So she, I guess it's her birthday this weekend, or today, rather, it's Sunday. March 21st.
She celebrated May or June.
Listen, she gonna have a Rona. It don't matter. Listen, let me tell you about this little heifer. So he tells me when I pick him up from the dorm, he's like, yeah, my friend, she's having this birthday party this weekend. And I cut him off. I was like, nope, nope, and nope. No, no, no. You are not going to go out there, hang around a bunch of people, and then bring the Rona back to me. We're not having that. So once you get in here, you're going to strip down, put your clothes in the washer and dryer. Because mind you, he's coming from a dorm with a bunch of people, right? And then you're going to wash your ass and scrub yourself twice and put clean clothes on. And then we're going to wash these clothes. We're going to wipe your shoes down. Like, it's clean up in here, and we're going to keep it that way. So the little girl calls, and she puts him on speaker talking about, it's my birthday. And I was like, I'm sorry, sweetie. He can't go. Like, I was like, unless, you know, you can come get him, but you're going to take all his stuff with him, and he ain't coming back here. And she called me a bitch.
That just shows a lack of maturity. And what's interesting about this young lady saying that, I'm assuming she's in college. Like, she has no idea if, like, one day she's going to be looking for a job at your company.
Right.
And you're going to remember who she is.
I sure am.
And then you're going to be like, oh, absolutely not. Like, absolutely. I don't think people realize, like, your first impression, it's hard to make a first impression. Like, you only make one first impression, right?
So, right.
I think you gotta be careful how you treat people. Like, you can't just pop off like that and think that I won't forget who you are. Because clearly, like, you are remembering this person. And she may be coming knocking on your door one day trying to get a job at where you work. And you probably ain't gonna pass her resume along. And I'll tell you, it's hard to get into a company unless you know somebody these days.
That's the only way you get into a company. Like, this whole idea that I submit all my good resumes and I tailor and I make all these cover letters and I submit it through LinkedIn or Career Builder or the website of the company, that shit don't really work. Like, so caveat, sometimes, every now and again, if you have a very specific skill set and the recruiter is hunting and they're having trouble finding the person, and your resume resonates very, very well, you will get a call sometimes.
Yeah.
But what's hard is now you're competing with the person who the hiring manager submitted their resume the day after. This is why sometimes it works. And in those cases, I say, oh, everything worked out the way it was supposed to. And I believe everything works out the way it's supposed to. But 9 times out of 10, just like dating, the person you end up with is probably somebody who introduced you to them. Even with the dating apps and all this other stuff, there's a lot of people that make it off the dating apps. Like, we didn't know each other until we met on this app or whatever, whatever. I mean, hell, look at Cameron and Lauren on Love is Blind. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it worked for them.
Right.
But they were still set up. There was still a level of them being set up. Like, there was a level of vetting out that happened before they got on the show.
Exactly.
Then they were in a safe space. Like, I think them meeting was a little bit different than online dating because you were part of a group of people. So though they met and didn't really know each other, there's still some guardrails put around that relationship.
On top of that, was a group of people, and they were one of two couples that made it out of that whole ass group of people. That made it like through marriage and still married. So the thing is, you guys, you got to understand, some of it's a numbers game. Some of it's the universe. All of it is a little crazy. But the thing that gets you moving along further faster, it seems to me, is the connections you make with people and making sure that you use those connections to strengthen the odds for that role. And then doing that work. Again, I totally believe in faith without works is dead. You have got to do the work and let your faith carry you the rest. Which is why, for me, I'm really just focused on it this time to own my feelings that are perfectly normal, right? To know that, you know, having my routines disrupted is a little discombobulating and it's causing all this anxiety that I have, which I already have a certain level of anxiety at all times anyway. And then it's just knowing deep down that I'm not crazy, right? Like, this shit's happening. You're not crazy. And I would say, yes, even that coworker is still an asshole, even in this time of crisis. You would think that your asshole coworkers would somehow become human. But yeah, no, not really.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But I think like one thing people would, you know, I think it's really like, as we look at this situation, right, we can look at it from so many different angles. And what I'm starting to look at is like it as a reset, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like what's happening on this earth right now is that we're setting a reset button. Because things are shutting down that we never thought would shut down. There are things in place that we normally do that are not normal anymore. And I think we can look at it in so many different ways, but I'm like, how do I take advantage of what's happening now? And I look at it as a time to reset, right? Reset my relationships, which is why I'm leaning into those right now. Reset even how I work, right? And really leaning on my team to do what I know that they can do. And just, I think this is building up even more confidence in me to know that my people are the right people on my team, right? I think it could be a reset in your career, right? I want people to pay attention to the industries that are going to submerge from this and see the way that these industries are set up. I also think about like some of the things that are just happening in culture right now. And I think about the example of Instagram and how Instagram, though I'm not on social media for Lent, what happened on Instagram last night with D-Nice doing this virtual party and seeing this man be able to bring people of different races, backgrounds, different parts of the world together for a common purpose, right? And think about how music is one of those things that could thread people together and how someone like him who gigs all the time is able to use his skill set to now reach out to so many people. Let's see what happens with him after all this clears up. He already is a very well-known DJ, but I have a feeling like his name and culture is really going to be elevated because of what he's doing now. He's leaning into what's happening and resetting versus like using this as a time to just back away and not lean in. And I think there's other industries that we're going to see that are going to really submerge from this and platforms that are going to really get a lot of credit for keeping people engaged with one another during this time. So I just want people to look at what's going to happen in culture after this happens and really figure out, is your career aligned with where culture is going? And are you in the right industry at the right time during this season? And is your industry set up to be successful when something like this happens? Because if it's not, can you A, change it, or B, do you need to relook at where you're planning your career moving forward?
Woo! Girl, you just said a word. Now listen, I know after hearing that, some of y'all are like, oh shit, I might lose my job. So listen, are you worried about your job? Well, don't be. Because when we come back from the break, what you should be doing now, in addition to the questions that Alexandria just asked you, to ready yourself to get through the Rona, like, you stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Hey, so we in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic, and a lot of us are working from home, social distancing. That's great. You've read the books, you've watched the TVs, you are on all the social, and you're just kind of done. So you're listening to your podcast. Well, hey, this is the perfect opportunity to go back and re-listen to some old episodes of the Trill MBA show. Why? Because these tips and tricks and nuggets are timeless, COVID pandemic or not. So take this time to go back and listen to some old episodes about how to manage your career, your manager, stupid shit happening at work, you know, all the oldies but goodies, still relevant to this day. So go back and listen to some of those old episodes. Hit me up on social. Tell me what you think at Trill MBA Show on all social platforms. All right, you guys, let's get back to the show. All right, Alexandria, you just said a whole word about how to think about your career from an industry standpoint, right? Because these are the times where, and we've seen it time and time again, industries rise and fall, right? And some industries are just solid. But thinking through, you know, we work in food and beverage, right?
Right.
Like, it feels like people still want to eat and drink. Mm-hmm. But I guess the question is, do they want to eat and drink the shit my company makes?
Yeah. I think innovation is going to struggle a little bit, just to be honest with you. I think in these times, people are really leaning into brands that they know mm-hmm. and they trust right now. Yeah. Because of risk, right? If I've never tried you before, I don't know if I'm going to be trying you right now because my resources are limited and therefore I'm going to lean into brands that I know and trust. Right. So I do think that some of those brands that actually have struggled for some time, I'm curious to see if they'll be okay during this season because, again, like they've built up so much equity that people know what they are and they know what they can get. And are probably a little bit more confident in knowing and buying that brand at this point. I think, you know, some innovation may struggle a little bit because it's going to be hard to get a lot of messaging out here right now with all that's happening in culture, right? So mm-hmm. we'll see, you know, what happens in the next few months as, you know, brands start launching new things. It'll be interesting. It's something to watch, right? I think we work in industries where, yeah, people are going to eat and drink all the time, but it's like, what are they going to eat? What are they going to drink?
Right.
And is that going to change at all? Again, what are the brands doing right now to support people during this hard time? And how are people's behaviors going to shift because of the brands that were available to them during this moment? You know, we were having a text message conversation amongst a group of us, Felicia included, where we're talking about a lot of brands are shifting some of their messaging to really address what's happening in culture. And I'm like, I think some brands are doing it right, but others, I'm questioning some of their motives. So we shall see what happens. I can't predict the future, but I do think regardless of what you're doing today, keep your eyes wide open. Listen to what your leadership is saying. Listen to how transparent the leadership of your company is being. I think how they address this situation is very telling about how the company's future is set up. And I say, if anybody is not ready for their next opportunity, you need to get ready. I don't care how secure your industry is right yep. now. I think, again, as we think about this being a time to reset, ask yourself, even if you're in a solid industry, is that really the right place for you to be right now? I think this is the time. You're sitting at home. You might as well start really looking into yourself and asking yourself, are you doing purpose-driven work?
What are you doing to stay ready at this time? Because, I mean, you have a 15-year career to lean on. You're a people manager. You're in more senior levels or definitely square in that mid-management level in corporate. So, like, what would you say to people who are at your level or just, you know, underneath your level? What would you say to them that you're doing to get ready?
I would say number one is keep doing your day job. I think that's the most important thing to do right now is as best as you can do your day job. I think a lot of companies are being very flexible with folks right now for schedules, for dealing with spouses and kids and other things that may be a little bit of a distraction versus when they're at work. So I would say do your day job and do it well and figure out what works for you during this moment. So that's priority number one. That's what I'm doing. I would say priority number two for me is like, okay, now that I have free time, am I doing the things to build the relationships with the people that can help do the work that I want to do long term? And then lastly, it's like, what's my passion? And I remember a few months ago, my company was facing a reorg, and I had a conversation with a mentor of mine and someone who I really respect when it comes to talking about contingency planning for your career. And he and I were having breakfast and he was just talking about like, okay, Alexandria, what are you passionate about? What do you do outside of your job? How do you work a plan? Well, how do you work your plan B so that if plan A fails, that plan B is there to kind of pick you up, right? So I'm relooking at and rethinking about those things. You know I have a passion in one specific area, and I know I haven't done enough to lean into that area yet. And for me, that area that I want to have passion for is not about making profit. It's about doing purpose-driven work. However, I need to lean into that more because I do think having something on the side that's going to help me get through this situation that's still helping others, who knows, maybe it can turn into something profitable at once as I continue to lean into it. But I need to make a plan to continue to do the work that I'm passionate about. So I'm thinking through that as well. So those are kind of the ways that I'm handling this situation to stay ready. I mean, you know, I had a recruiter call me the other day and I'm like, am I necessarily looking to move? No, I'm happy with what I'm doing now. But, you know, let's be honest, like, it's a tough time out there.
Yeah. And you got to keep your options open.
Everybody just needs to be open to possibilities, but do your job and do your job well, more than anything during this time.
Yeah. First of all, I think what's hard is that you're having to adjust and everybody has a different home situation and then they're working from home. If you're still fortunate, because a lot of people, let's understand, a lot of people have lost their jobs in just the past week.
We're going to turn now to the impact of this emergency on the economy.
I'm guessing somewhere between 4,700 and 5,200 bus drivers all of a sudden aren't working.
A UN labor body has warned that the coronavirus outbreak could cause up to 25 million job losses worldwide.
A parent of mine got sick, and I took a leave of absence to take care of her. One thing led to another. That's what led to my being out here. But I see people out on the street, you know, picking up cans and bottles. I said, that's cool.
Unemployment claims have skyrocketed. Now, we understand a lot of those people are people who work in hospitality industry or travel industry, you know, these industries that are immediately impacted by this whole kind of shutdown of our economy to help control the spread of this virus. But you guys, we are fortunate. So number one, just work and walk in gratitude, because you don't know when your number going to be called in any kind of way, whether it be your job or your life. You just don't know. And so you can't take it for granted. And I think that's what's so hard about times like this, is that it's a shaking, a real stark wake up of, oh shit, tomorrow's not promised. And no, tomorrow's not promised. And so you'll feel better in your spirit if you do some of the following things. So one, your resume should be up to date. And if it's not, you need to take some time out and work on it. And the fact that you don't have to commute to work now, you got 30 minutes to an hour every day to say, hey, this used to be my commute time. I'm gonna use it for something else, i.e. getting ready. The other thing that you guys should understand is your value, and you need to know how to articulate it. So like Alexandria, you very clearly explained, like, this is my background. Now, mind you, in a real job interview, you would give more specifics, right? But we're not here to blow up these company spots. We're just here to talk about where we've been and what we do in general, just to give the listener some context. But like, know your value, be succinct about it, be able to explain it in about 2.5 minutes, like no more than that. And know what you bring to the table. And then when you couple that with answering the questions that Alexandria had at the end of the last segment, you start to create a picture of where you fit in this corporate space. You know, if you're not gonna go gung-ho entrepreneur, which a lot of us can't, we got to play A and B options at the same time, right? And so right now, though, you should feel hopeful that you do have this time to, one, connect with your loved ones, two, kind of slow down and have some time to think. Number three, this is a great time to continue networking. in your own company and outside of your company. Since most of the people, if you're in these kind of jobs where you're able to work from home, most everybody's working from home and doing video chats, this is a time to schedule some time. Now, you might want to wait a couple weeks and let some of the dust settle. Everybody's running around like a chicken with their heads cut off. So give the leaders a little bit of time, but put it on the calendar now. Like, come mid-April, I'm trying to have little coffee chats with a bunch of people I don't know yet at my new company. And I know they ain't doing nothing but sitting at home. So we're going to sit at home together and get to know each other and share what we're thinking, how the future may go, why I'm excited to be with the company. And, you know, I'm still going to play this game in the midst of Corona, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we going to do. So,
and honestly, like a lot of these leaders, just like how you're sitting at home and you want to have some human interaction, they do too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and this is actually a perfect time to have conversations with these folks. Even if it's a video chat, like I'm sure they would like to see some human beings other than the little ones running around their home.
Yes. And you know, them kids driving folks crazy right now. They at home, parents, like, can you imagine?
Don't worry. Everything is under control. No. Monsters. Shut up!
Because you're senior leaders, they're just people too. And now they have turned into senior leader slash caregiver slash...
Teacher.
Slash everything, right? Yep. Especially like the women leaders. Oh my God. I feel for those career women that are like just really having to really do it all. It's a lot, y'all. So listen, after this next break, Alexandria, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Alexandria and I are going to tell you the most important thing you need to remember to manage your career through this coronavirus. So we'll be right back. Hey guys, with everything going on, I want you to know that I still am holding coaching calls. You can set up 30 minutes with me and I'm happy to talk through like what are your next career steps, especially in the aftermath of COVID-19. Listen, you got to stay ready. So if you are wondering, what am I going to do? What if I lose my job? All this other stuff, all this uncertainty, stop worrying about it and let's plan. Because chances are you won't lose your job, hopefully. But hey, sometimes the universe is just moving. It's in our favor. It just doesn't feel like it. But at the same time, faith without works is dead. So let's get to work. Feel free to schedule a call with me. They're $40 and all those proceeds go to support the production of this show. So use me as a resource. I'm happy to help. Now let's get back to the show. So, Alexandria, now that we have some things that we can go work on the next couple weeks to manage our career, we've got from thinking about our industries to like things we can be doing to manage. So they gave some tips and tricks there. What would you say is the most important thing that you are doing to manage in this time?
Important thing. I would say manage yourself in this season, whatever that means to you. And the reason I say that is because I'm very holistic with how I look at career. And I think career is not just how you show, it's not just when you show up to work. It's the things that you do outside of the job that you bring into work that help you manage through your career. So I would say, if anything, guys, like, really manage yourself through this process. Do what you need to do. If you need to go to therapy, my therapist is having Zoom calls. Like,
yep.
That's not going to stop. If you need to have human interactions with people, make those now. And then when you shut that computer down, shut it down for the night.
Yeah.
Don't keep going back and forth to that computer because you're at home at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, unless you've made an arrangement to work in the evening, because you had to take some time off during the day. But like, don't make this an opportunity for you to lean into work so much that you don't take care of yourself in this moment.
Yes.
So to me, that's the most important thing, is look at this thing very holistically. And if you take care of yourself, I believe God will take care of the rest. And it's not to say that you shouldn't be smart about the things we talked about your industry, how your leadership is reacting, keeping yourself ready. I think all those things are part of it. But don't be so frantic about getting your resume up to date that you're doing it in a way that's tearing down yourself, so that when you start getting calls, you won't be ready to have those conversations, because that's not good either.
Exactly. No, you got to do it in the appropriate pace for yourself. I would say the biggest thing that I would say I want people to take away from this episode is to give yourself grace, right? Like, feel your feelings, be in tune with that, understand it's a lot going on, give yourself grace, and then give the people around you grace. So don't kill your significant other, either verbally or physically. During this time, I was on the phone with my cousin. I was like, please don't kill your husband. I like him. or your child, actually. knowing that, you know, people are out here wilding. Just because they're cooped up in the house and it's different and it's crazy. I would say for me, I'm definitely going to therapy virtually. I actually reached out to my old therapist in Texas, because since I moved and started a new job, everything was just going, going, going. It was kind of crazy. So I hadn't really paused to do the let me find all my new doctors yet. But now it's like, listen, I need just to process some things so I can keep my mind clear and stay on track with where I'm at. I do feel overwhelmed, which is why the podcast hasn't come out every week. And we haven't followed the new format even today, which is fine. Things are just changing. So we're just going to go with the flow. I think for me, it's keeping my commitment with this podcast of giving you guys information that is helpful and that you can use. And that when you leave this podcast after listening to it, you feel like, I got this. I can do this. We gonna make it. That's my only goal, because there are so many days you're at work and you just feel defeated by the situations going on. But I hope that when you come here, you kind of get an injection of positivity and hope, and knowing that we all struggling, you're not alone, but we all can make it. And so, Alexandria, I appreciate you for joining me today. I know this was last minute. It really was. It was like, you know, I really need to talk to the people, but I don't want to do this episode by myself.
Not a problem, Felicia. I'm always here for you, girl.
Thank you for being my friend. I have such great friends, you guys, and they're so smart. Like, I really do sometimes wonder, like, why y'all hang out with me? But with that said, Alexandria, any last parting words for the people?
No, I would just say to everybody, like, stay safe, stay well, and, you know, good luck to everyone during these trying times.
Yeah, we're going to be all right. Play some Kendrick. So listen, if you guys need some help or advice about specific situations, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situations. These calls are $40, and those $40 go to producing this podcast. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. So, like, let's say you're like, I want a career in consumer insights. I don't know about that. So I might connect you with Alexandria. It's that simple. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me, or email me at ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. if I read your email, your listener letter, then I will give you a free consultation for sending in that listener letter that I use on the show. So don't forget about that angle too. And I'm happy for you to use it. So until next time, you guys, keep it trill and wash your goddamn hands. Bye. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.